This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Martin Drummond.
Well, hello, friends and neighbors. It's a great day in sunny Stuart, Florida, and I want to welcome you to episode number 5 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have the privilege of talking with good neighbor George Klaus of the Klaus Law Group. George, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Martin. Thanks so much for having me here today. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to learning a lot from you. So tell us a little bit about your career journey into law.
Sure. I originally got into law to save the planet. Maybe like some, you know, many young, naive attorneys, I had these great ambitions. I was flying around in my airplane and thought about how detrimental all these fumes and exhaust were to the environment. And so I wanted to get involved in the legal field to try to revolutionize the environmental law space, especially in the air. At the time, I was flying a lot, you know, just one of my personal hobbies. And I applied to, which was the number one environmental law school at the time, which was Vermont Law School. And they always go back and forth with Yale, at least back in the day, as who was number one for the environmental law program. And so I went, and I had great ambitions while I was there. I was going to go gung-ho into the environmental law space. And my first semester of law school really opened the world. I saw contracts and torts and all these other areas. And I was like, wow, the law is so much more expansive and exciting than what I thought I was getting into. And then from there, I kind of morphed my practice over time and where I am now, which is, you know, primarily a full service civil law firm. But I got into the practice to, you know, do environmental law, which is very far away from what I do now.
Well, you know, Stuart, Florida, ecology issues, environmental protection is a big deal to a lot of people around here. And for obvious reasons, I'm sure you've familiarized yourself with it. The whole history of the water quality, the estuary, things like that. There's no lacking in passion or pathos for environmental law. Even though you're doing other things, I'm sure your awareness is there. There are many different life concerns that prompt people to seek the help of attorneys. Can you tell us about the types of legal services that you and your team provide locally?
We're a full service civil law firm. We handle anything from business formation, estate planning, all the way into complex litigation. My favorite area of practice, though, is business formation and estate planning. People come to me, they have a plan, they're excited to come to an attorney. They either want to build a business and it's an exciting time in their life, or they want to prepare for the future. And so they want to have a plan in place. And then I'm able to deliver a specific product to them. They get to hold something in their hands. It's usually a tangible document, and they can reap the rewards of their work straight away. So we do it all. We're a full service civil practice. We don't do any criminal matters, but I primarily try to focus on business formation and estate planning.
All right. What are a couple of myths or misconceptions that people might have about going to an attorney?
We're people too. I think that's the biggest misconception is that we are on this higher pedestal, and in reality, we're not. You know, we have the same up and downs, and we're on the same roller coaster of life that anybody else is on. You know, I get a lot of calls, and people think I can answer each and every one of their questions, and oftentimes, you know, I can't. Maybe I have to do some additional legal research, or it's outside of my practice area. And so I think those are, you know, the two main things is, you know, we're people too. We have lives outside of our practice, and we don't know everything. I try my best to dive into my practice areas and, you know, not only get my bearings, but be an expert in my field. But I sometimes have to do the research and find out what the specific answer is to a niche question.
I think, George, you've identified something that's very important that maybe a lot of people don't really take into consideration, that when they're looking for somebody they can trust, an important part of that should probably be looking for somebody who can relate to them. That's good. I haven't thought of that before. I appreciate that insight. In layperson's terms, what are some indicators that a person might need more specialized help than they can get from a YouTube video or a TED Talk?
That's a great question, Martin. And I think the number one indicator is there's no change in circumstances. You tried something, and whatever you saw or in the future, it doesn't play out the way you expected it to. Or after someone reviews it, whether it's a friend or a family member, they think something is off. I'm a huge fan of the DIY approach. I built a DIY ice bath. It's awesome. So I love that. But in the practice of law, you got to be very careful because these are, you know, your rights and could be your future or your family's future, or especially in the estate planning realm, your legacy that you leave. And if you went online and printed out a document and filled in the form, it might look great. You might've got it notarized and the notary will stamp on, you know, give their stamp of approval. But down the road, when we go to show it to the court, you know, the court could say, hey, whoa, what are you guys doing here? This is a Michigan will, you know, it doesn't work here in Florida, you know, for example. So I would be, you know, very careful about especially drafting any documents that you find online. That's the biggest thing is what are you trying to expect out of what you're drafting? You want to make sure that it has a real legal effect here in the state of Florida.
I think that's another good lesson for people. You know, a notary is not attesting as an officer of the court as to the integrity of the legal document. They're just saying you are who you say you are when you sign it. People sometimes assign too much authority to the concept of a notarized statement. There are law firms with many attorneys, and there are firms with a few attorneys, and there are lawyers who go solo. When it comes to choosing an attorney, what should a person seeking help keep in mind when making a choice?
I think they should choose what they expect out of a law firm. They're just like you said, there are firms of various sizes. If you want a law firm where they're in a 4 or 5 story building, you get into the elevator, you probably don't ever meet with an attorney, and you sit there with maybe their staff or their paralegal and you talk about your case, sure. Or if you want the long halls of legal textbooks, 3 or 4 attorneys in a smaller firm, and you want a more one-on-one approach, that's available too. Or if you want the real boutique experience, which is a sole practitioner or a small firm, either a single attorney or small support staff that can give you that one-on-one attention, I think that's available too. In this day and age, attorneys are a dime a dozen. You know, you could pull up Google, type in attorneys near me, and you'll have a whole panoply of attorneys for various practice areas. I would say to any listeners out there, if you're looking for an attorney, find what you'd like. Like, what approach would you like to have in the practice of law? Do you want a quick and dirty answer? Or do you want someone to get to know you, get to know your family, sit across from the table, talk with you at length about what's going on with you, your issues, and provide a tailored one-on-one solution? And that's what we offer here at the Klaus Law Group. It's just me. I'm the only attorney, and I have no support staff. I just started getting, you know, additional services to help grow my practice, but it's just me. So if you wanted that one-on-one approach, you maybe would go towards the boutique law approach. However, if you wanted a high volume firm with dozens of attorneys, that's available too.
George, what is the most rewarding thing about the work you do?
Back in my early days when I was an intern at a big law firm down south, I had one of my mentors tell me, you got into the practice of law to help people solve their problems. It's been probably 10 years now since I was first told that statement. And to this day, it really stuck with me. I got into the practice of law to help people solve their problems. And when a client calls me, whatever their problem is, and I'm able to assist them, if I'm able to solve that problem, that is the most rewarding aspect to me. They had something going on in their life. They had an issue presented, and I'm able to resolve that issue for them. That's the best aspect of my business.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I meet a lot of people that do a lot of different things. And the people that seem to really enjoy their work are the ones where the value of the work outlives the moment of the interaction. So that's good. When you're not working, what do you do for fun and relaxation?
Two things. My biggest two things is I'm a pilot. I don't own that plane behind me. And for your listeners out there, there's a beautiful Pilatus PC-12 picture behind me on my vision board, which I cannot afford, but I would love to have one in my, it is a gorgeous plane. And I would love to have one. And maybe one day I'll be able to, you know, get the keys to that. But I rent planes and I go and fly. I'm a private pilot. I have my instrument rating. That's the number one thing I do in my free time for fun. Whenever else I have time on the weekends, I also do some jiu-jitsu, which is a grappling sport. So I have a physical activity and then a mental activity as well.
That's good. That's good. Your information has been so very valuable. What is perhaps the one idea you want the listeners to remember about your law practice?
Easy is not always the right thing to do. It's very easy in this day and age to Google, enter name of law form, or have any variety of sources print out a legal document for you. You fill it in either online or you write it and you sign that. I would be extraordinarily careful out there finding documents online and then using them for your own benefit. In our practice, we tailor documents to you. What are your needs? What are your problems? And here is our solution, tailored specifically to your unique situation.
That's a good reminder that one size does not fit all, because every situation.
That's exactly right.
And that's good. George, how can listeners contact your office to learn more about your services and availability to meet with you?
They can go to our website, which is klauslawgroup.com, and it's like Santa Claus, but with an E at the end, or they can give us a call at 772-341-5855.
George, I want to thank you for being a wonderful guest today, providing a lot of information to our listeners and some insights that I hadn't even thought of. And I want to thank his law group, Klaus Law Group, for helping us to really be better prepared for the days ahead. Nobody can do everything themselves well, and you really need to turn to people who do things well for the things that you do not. And I just want to thank you, George, again, for what you've done. And I want to thank our listeners for paying attention during this time and encourage you to call the Klaus Law Group and speak with George, because he sounds like a very knowledgeable, personable person who will be able to help you. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you at the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, River Living. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpriverliving.com. That's gnpriverliving.com. Or call 772-247-6782.